Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. All right, good morning. How's everybody doing today? As I always start my podcast, I'd like to say I hope my voice finds you in good health, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I mean all three in that order. Okay, let's get started. I actually, excuse me, I seem to have a little scratchy throat again. The last time we spoke, I mentioned the fact that I hadn't done anything in a minute because I went on a bike tour, which if you want to, you know, listen to my last podcast, it'll kind of explain a little bit about what that was and what I did. Very, very, very moving, very challenging, very inspirational. You come back very rejuvenated in what it is that you do. You have a deeper appreciation for law enforcement, camaraderie amongst people, citizens, the whole gamut. I mean, I could run it on and on and on and on. So that was my journey last week. You know, I sat down and I decided last night I had some lunch with some friends, and it was very nice to see them. I hadn't seen them in quite a while. Everybody has busy schedules. My good friend is actually working on his second book. His wife just opened up a company. So, you know, everybody's always busy, and that's great. I actually was going to sit down and write some notes in terms of, you know, what I wanted to talk about today. And again, I didn't get a roadblock, but I decided I just was going to spitball it. I mean, you know, today was just going to be one of those days where I can kind of vent a little bit. And, you know, listen, I don't want this to be noise on the radio or podcast, as you may call it, as it is, actually. I don't want to be just another noise voice on the radio. I really want to make a difference. I want to challenge people to think. I want to challenge people to try somewhere in their lives to make a difference. Now I sit down and I look around and I see so many people and celebrities and just regular people doing amazing things. And that's where I'm at. I mean, that's probably one of the driving forces for me to even just jump right into this thing. Now, am I flying blind? Absolutely. But I keep researching. I'm looking at different podcasters. I look at people that are more knowledgeable. I go from everything from how to get started, how to, what's the best equipment, how to do it on a budget, you know, all the things that come along with getting better. Now, in the confines of all of that, I want to make a difference. I think I have a voice. I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 plus years where I've, you know, been speaking to young people and trying to encourage them to be the best that they can be. Every now and then, my voice catches the ears of some adults and I challenge them to be the best that they can be, including myself. I mean, I am no guru, people. I am no authority. But like I said to you in previous podcasts, after a certain age, there are some liberties that you can take. There's some life experiences that you can share with people. And hopefully they can grab onto that and, you know, maybe just, you know, branch off into their own ideas and stuff. Listen, here are people. I'm not looking for anybody to kind of like, you know, follow me, you know. It's not that type of thing. What I'm saying is I welcome corrective criticism all the time. I welcome feedback, and I haven't really gotten that yet. I think I'm still in the process of trying to figure out how to push this thing out there, how to get people to listen to what I have to say, or let me listen to what they have to say. And, well, I do have my one listener. And my one listener, you know, they're being very quiet right now. They haven't really said much. But I welcome feedback from anybody. And, I mean, I don't want to be cynical, people. I just... The world is becoming... Well, I think it always has been. And let's be realistic. The world has always been challenging. But I think as time progresses, technology, social media, the availability of world news, things like that, I mean, it becomes a little bit more complicated. And I don't know, are we becoming desensitized in terms of just human, you know, human understanding and respect? I don't know. I give you a very sad note. I mean, look at this week. Come on. I mean, my heart breaks when I hear another shooting in a school. I can investigate. I can, you know, try to figure out or get some knowledge on this whole mental illness thing. But that seems to be one of the dynamics in these school shootings. We have this mental illness that people are walking around with that we don't address. And I think we should. I mean, what is it? Is it depression? Is it, you know, psychosis? Or what is it that provokes a person to go into a space and just start shooting people? And then these innocent children, men and women both, you know, and certain, you know, areas and different things. But it's just so sad, man. I really think we need to get a grip. We have to sit down and have a round table on this whole thing. I don't know what to say. I don't want to sound dumbfounded, because I'm not. I also don't want us to become desensitized with it. You know, and here's the thing. You know, when we hear things on the news and people look at it and they'll give you some of the same reactions that I have, and they'll say, oh my God, that's so sad, it's a tragedy, you know, oh my God, I feel so bad for the families, but what are we doing about it? What can you do about it? What can we do about it as a society? That's what we need to do, because some of the very same people that have that compassion and feeling for tragedies that take place, they still kind of retreat back into their own environment and say, well, you know, it can't happen here, or it won't happen here. And the sad part is you never know. So I hope and pray, and I do, I pray that, you know, we as human beings can, you know, pull it together. And start really, you know, one of the things that I say all the time, you hear me at the end of this thing. And again, if somebody chooses to listen, please, you know, don't chew my head off, because it sounds like I'm rambling on or anything like that. But I mean, not only taking care of yourself, but try to take care of other people. That's important. I think we lose sight of the fact that, I'm not saying walk around there and be some, you know, overzealous, you know, hey, how you doing, let me help you. But I'm saying, just in, you know when somebody needs, you know, to reach out or a helping hand or something like that, and just try to be that person. You know, if we all just make, you know, just one person, it's like the domino effect. It really is, but we don't pay attention to it. You know, one person helps us, and one person helps, and then it just starts falling. Then it becomes a habit, and we take care of each other. I mean, it does, you know, take a village to raise a child, you know. So, I know, I apologize if I was all the way up here, and then I kind of, you know, I mellow out when it comes to these sad tragedies, and it affects everybody. It affects me. It has to affect you. You know, I mean, these families are torn apart. by a tragedy that, you know, that we always say can be prevented, that we always say we have to do more. Yes, we do. But and yes, they can be prevented, but we have to just look at the signs and you know, just I don't even know what else to say. But these families are, my heart goes out to the families. I mean, I have children. Whoever decided to listen for 5 minutes, I wonder if you have children or nieces or nephews or even your next door neighbor who has children that you become very close to and care about. It's tragic. It's a tragedy. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it, but it's a tragedy. So I'm going to continue praying. I'm going to continue to, you know, try to be that voice where I can, you know, if I can, you know, change somebody's life or help somebody along the way, that would be a blessing. You know what? Because it helps me. You got to understand something, people. Yes, there's a little selfishness in there. Okay, we're all a little bit selfish. Let's cut the crap. We're all a little bit selfish. And the selfish part is that if I help someone else, I feel good. Makes me feel good. It helps them. They feel good. And we help each other. And that's how it goes. You know, I mean, out of the goodness of your heart, but it also, it helps you too. So, all right. I don't want to go off on a tangent. I might have, and I apologize. I get so excited about certain things. And that's maybe why I keep doing this. You know, there is a passion inside of me. And there's so many things that I want to do. I want to do more. I want to do more. And I'm challenging myself. I don't know, start a charity, volunteer my time. I already volunteer some time and certain things around my community. And I want to do more. And it's important. It's important. Because the community in which you serve and you take care of, the way the thing is supposed to work is that they take care of you too. So, all right. I don't want to be just noise on this podcast. I really don't. Thank you if you stopped in for a minute or if you just turned it on, if you turned it off. I'm going to keep saying the same thing over and over again. I won't be offended. I will not be offended if you do not listen. And if you don't listen, then I won't know anyway, right? The analytics would tell me who and who not. And right now, they're very low, practically non-existent, but that's okay. One day somebody will catch on, and it'll catch on, and it'll catch on, and we'll just have this open dialogue, which I'm all for. You know, I try to shy away a little bit from politics. You can't do that, but I don't want to offend anybody. I'm not some big extremist. I'm more or less, I'm in the realm of us taking care of each other. You know, you got to work for what you get. You know, there are no free lunches, I'll give you that, you know, but there's a helping hand if you need it. So I try to stay away from the politics in that respect. One day I will, you know, help serve my community, and I plan on doing that. That's about it. So please help me not be just noise on this radio. If you have something you want to say, something you want to share, please do that. I got to figure out how to spread this thing out a little bit more. And that's about it. Again, my heart goes out to the people in Texas this past week. I sincerely mean that. My heart, my prayers go out to that family.